Hi, my name is Liz.
And this is Claire.
And you're listening to Chatterbox Island English Podcast. Welcome back to the second episode of Chatterbox Island English Podcast, in which we talk about all kinds of interesting stuff in English.
So last week, we talked about how we got our English names and why most Taiwanese people have English names.
And if you missed that episode, you can go check it out right after finishing this episode.
Just click on our podcast or YouTube channel or wherever you are listening to right now.
So for this week's episode, we're gonna talk about what are some TV shows or series that make us binge watch since we can't go out right now?
True.
Yeah, so first, what are some of the shows that you absolutely love?
I've always loved watching the TV series with things set of daily lives. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like sitcoms, it's short form situation comedy. Mm-hmm. For example, This Is Us, 这就是我们, Two Broke Girls, 破产姐妹花, mm-hmm. Easy Chicago, 随意芝加哥, and Working Moms, 职场老妈.
Working Moms?
Yeah, really? Working Moms. It's really interesting, really hilarious. And these TV shows are all strongly connected to everyone's life.It's surprisingly stress-free.
Then have you ever watched Friends? It's like the...
Yeah, it's quite old.
Yeah, it's quite old. And the other one that I like is How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
It's a very...
Classic one.
Yeah.
What about you?
I really like some sci-fi or drama series. So such as Kingdom, which is a South Korean drama. 李氏朝鲜 in Chinese. But they recently changed their name to...实战朝鲜 because of some cultural
issues.
Yeah.
More political correct way.
Yeah, exactly. And the other one is Black Mirror.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah, it's really good. And Western World.
Yeah, this is the best. This is amazing.
And they recently came out with the new
season.
Yes. Yeah.The final one is Game of Thrones. I'm sure that most people have already watched it. Have you, Claire? Have you watched?
No, it's way too long, so I didn't watch an episode at all. I know it's pretty popular, but it just kind of takes so much time.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't like...
Yeah, I'm weird.
Is it because it has too many episodes?
Yeah, so it's kind of tiring since I watched at least like...20 or 30 episodes, I'll just drop it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it seems too intimidating to watch such a huge show.
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't typically binge watch TV shows now because...I'll feel tired or exhausted after one or two episodes.
Yeah, that's how I feel. So I didn't watch Game of Thrones. Yeah. Why everybody have so much time to watch this?
But I did binge watch Game of Thrones when I was in college. It was
because you are in college.
Yes, I was in college and
I've been working for many years.
Which shows
age what are your favorite genre of TV?Series.
Well, I like sci-fi and
thriller,
and drama, which I like more like intense plotline. What about you?
Like I mentioned, sitcom. And besides sitcom, I'm quite into sci-fi as well, and thriller. Mm-hmm. And I'm also a fan of Westworld and Stranger Things. I highly recommend these two TV series if you haven't watched.
What is your highest record of binge watching? Like, how many episodes did you watch?
I started binge watching when this fancy word binge watching hasn't come out. Back in 2010. You know what TV series I binge watching? It's Sex and the City. It's the whole six seasons. I spent my whole summer vacation, you know, waiting and downloading each episode and through each seasons.
Wow.
Oh my. But it's really amazing plot. I love each episode, and I even googled it and see every episode details. I would just repeat and follow and shadowing what they say in every season.
You're a hardcore fan.
Yeah, true. And you know, it's how patient I used to be. Look at now, I don't even remember when the last time I downloaded a TV show.
And you don't even want to watch Game of Thrones.
yeah, true.
I'm just gonna keep roasting you for not watching Game of Thrones. So I watched the whole season of 李氏朝鲜 in 2 days.
What? Like in 2 days?
In 2 days, I finished the latest season. I just couldn't wait.
Did you eat anything? Did you sleep?
Let me just tell you. So they released the whole show, the whole season on Friday, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So I went back home and I watched the first episode, mm-hmm. and then I felt really tired, so I went to bed. And then the next day, I finished off.
Wow, that's quite, you know, amazing.
Yeah.
So have you ever got so addicted that you stay up too late or delay your work because of binge watching?
I'm definitely guilty of staying up for binge watching Game of Thrones when I was in college. But the thing that I did was that I forced myself to finish everything that needed to be done first before I start watching. So that way I can make sure that I don't delay my work.
So that takes a lot of self-discipline, right?
Yeah.
I still stay up late binge watching some TV shows, even just YouTube videos, but I try not to do it on weekdays.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just binge watch on weekends. And sometimes I really need to know what's going to happen in a show, and I can't wait till weekend. I will allow myself to watch just one episode.
But that takes a lot of effort to stop yourself.
Yeah, I just put away my phone, just switch off the app.
Because I always feel like once I start it, I can't stop. Like, I can't get enough.
Actually, you know what? You can set an alarm to remind yourself.
Okay.
Just stop using Netflix.
That's a good one. So are there any other TV series on your binge watching waiting list?
Tons. There are too many programs to answer this question. I've subscribed to Netflix for a few years, and it turns out my waiting list grows faster than I watch.
It always does.
Yeah.
So for me, it's definitely Westworld. The new season just came out. Unfortunately, it's not on Netflix, which typically release the whole season at the same time. But for Westworld, it's on BBC, so they usually release like one episode each week. So I have to like wait until that there's enough episodes
for me to binge watch.
Exactly. Yeah. I do it just to binge watch.
It's kind of, you know, satisfied.
Yeah.
For like 3 or 4 days to finish all the episodes.
Yeah. It's a torture for me to like just
watch one episode and then wait another week.
Yes.
Or maybe two another week.
Yeah.
That's
torture.
Yeah,
that's
furious. So do you think binge watching is bad for our health?
I think it depends on how many episodes that you binge watch at one time. Like if it's just 2 or 3 episodes, maybe it's fine.
Yeah, indeed, I agree with you. We can't just sit there for a whole day. At least you should get up and take a break after 1 or 2 episodes.
Yeah, definitely. So although there are only few studies on the health effects of binge watching, but according to a 2017 study published in the Journal of Clinical Sleep Medicine, diehard binge watchers reportedly have poor sleep quality, which often increase fatigue or insomnia symptoms. Yeah.
Another research done by Michigan State University shows that binge watching often links to unhealthy lifestyle, such as choosing unhealthy meals, or snacks, and lack of exercising or sitting down for too long.
Do you have the habit of grab a snack for binge watching?
Not really, because, you know, I am always on a diet. But I have a bad habit of sitting too long. You know, sitting too long is kind of like smoking habit.
Really?
Yeah. I've seen some of the research on the internet.
Like how long is too long?
Maybe like 8 hours. You know, we're working and sitting on a desk over 8 hours,
and
we back out home and we binge watch for 3 or 4 hours.
Yeah,
then you actually keep sitting like more than 12 hours.
Oh,
yeah, that's way too much.
Okay. So definitely watch out for that.
Yeah.
So how do you stop yourself from the temptation of over binge watching?
I managed to try to set an alarm on my phone and get myself busy on something else and avoid using smartphone too much. What about you?
Wait, you watch shows on smartphone?
Yeah,
but the screens are so small.
But it's convenient.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I can binge watch in my bed.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. So for me, it's definitely a hard one because I can usually stop myself from binge watching on weekdays.
Typical Elise.
Yes,
yeah.
Typically. Because there's work tomorrow, so
yeah.
I know that I can't stay up for too late. But if it's weekend, I have excuses for staying up late to binge watch. I guess try asking friends out for lunch or something just to keep yourself away from your laptop.
Yeah, that's a good way.
Yeah.
So maybe you could do some chores between each episode, like doing laundry and some cleaning and walking your dog or cooking a meal.
Yeah, so that way you won't keep on watching next episode.
And experts suggest taking regular stretch breaks every half an hour or watch a while standing.
But I usually binge watch on my bed.
Okay. Right. Everyone does, right?
Yeah. So that's all for today's Chatterbox Island English podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, you can subscribe to our show on Anchor, Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts.
You can also find us our show on YouTube and go on our website, www.eisland.com.tw, for more information. I'm Claire.
I'm Elise. And we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.